Hello and welcome to the Money Marketing Podcast. I'm Kimberly Dondo, Digital Content Manager. And in this week's Weekend Essay podcast, we have reporter Jean-Baptiste Andrieu asking, should advisors talk politics with their clients? Take it away, JB.
I recently wrote a news story about an employee from St. James Place coughing at the political views of a client in a private message on a social media platform. After having a look at the comment section, a recurring critic was that the piece was confusing. In hindsight, it is true that I could have done a better job in explaining the interplay between LinkedIn and Twitter. Whereas a client complained about this employee's behavior on Twitter, where the political stance was explicit, the private message was sent on LinkedIn. I assume this person's LinkedIn profile was more neutral, as the social media platform is rather corporate and quite frankly bland. More importantly, the comment section quickly descended into a political debate between our readers, which led me to ask myself whether advisors should engage in political discussions with their clients. After all, everybody has a political opinion, since it is very easy to form one. Unlike a retirement plan or unit trust, there are no real metrics to measure the performance of a political stance. Even if an ideology has failed in the past, you can always argue that it was not properly applied and should be given another shot. Such debates cannot have a definitive answer since they try to demonstrate things that have not happened. As such, politics is very subjective. It is more about personal beliefs, values, and feelings than measurable results. In addition, there are a number of polarizing issues in the UK, with Brexit and the new Prime Minister being the most topical ones. But if there is anything I've noticed in 3 years in the UK, it is a tribalistic hate among supporters of different parties, especially between Labour and Conservative voters. In short, there are plenty of reasons for a normal conversation to deviate into politics. I guess as a foreigner, I have this luxury of being able to afford to ignore all those cleaving issues. I've come to the UK to learn a job and accumulate valuable professional experience. Not to voice, and dare I say form, opinions on the local politics and society. Who would care anyway? I suppose clients might, purposefully or not, initiate a political discussion with their advisor from time to time. There is no obvious connection between financial planning and politics, but sometimes both worlds collide. Quoto financial planning business consultant and behavioral economist Mark Pitaccio says, politics can be a natural area of conversation to stray into or just to comment on when talking about financial affairs. Political views can be inferred inadvertently when discussing tax rates or the cost of living. I think it's legitimate for clients to want to know how a political event or decision might impact their finances. Other times they would just indulge in a political rant, which is after all not so surprising. As you build up a relationship, even a commercial one, you will feel more comfortable opening up to your interlocutor. At that point, there are two possible approaches. You can either ignore. LEM financial director David LEM says, politics is very personal. We need clients to trust and like us. Getting into political discussions can ruin the relationship with a client. It is extremely rare when a client would have such strong political views that we would clash. If I got into that position, I would probably consider that I don't want that client in my life. Ultimately though, when it comes to politics and clients, I would aim to be very bland. Or you can share your own views. Wes Riding, Personal Financial Solutions Managing Director Neil Liversidge says, if you are a political person, and I am, then I think it is important to be honest with clients where you stand on the big issues if the subject comes up. 4 years ago, a new client dropped into a conversation his opinion that Brexit was the worst thing ever. I just said, we will have to agree to differ on that. I voted leave, and I told him why. Ultimately, and especially if you are the owner of your business, there is no right or wrong reaction, as long as you do not beat up your client if they have different views from yours. I am personally unsure of how I would react. In fairness, it is about choosing between your freedom of speech and your commercial interest. In an ideal world, you could have both, but you would probably have noticed by now that we're not in an ideal world. It just depends what matters the most to you. Pitaccio says, at the end of the day, many advisors are running their own businesses, and they decide who they will and won't advise, and a client's political leaning may impact the decision. Working out whether you can provide value to a client is about whether you can work with them over the long term, and if a client's politic impacts that, then it's not fair on the client or on the advisor to continue that relationship. Obviously, revealing your political stance comes with risk, and as a financial advisor, a specific risk is to lose clients. Philip J. Milton, Company Managing Director Philip Milton, says, I took the bull by the horns in 2010 and stood for Parliament, so the profile was elevated, shall I say, on the politics front. I was not embarrassed to represent the party I did. Indeed, for me it was the opportunity to represent my community and put something back in which drove me. In our missive, we endeavor to ply a neutral line, naturally. But I'm willing to criticize anyone who does what I consider to be foolish, government or regulator-wise, regardless of their political colors. However, it has been noted that there are some really nasty SM people who attack anyone who does not share their views. Perhaps some of those or people they influence may have been clients otherwise, but likewise some people will be clients because they may share our views. Just for the anecdote, Milton informed me at the end of our correspondence that I was entitled to vote at local elections. On the next morning, I coincidentally found a form to register for the next borough elections in my postbox. While advisors have, until now, had a choice between fight or flight when clients initiate political conversations, the new consumer duty might make dealing with the situations more complicated. Pitaccio says, with consumer duty coming down the line, one of the big drivers of trust is about having an open and honest relationship with a client, and having relatively open discussions may lead to professional intimacy in that clients can be comfortable with how they expect information to be treated. Intimacy, alongside credibility and reliability, will help drive trust and ensure clients unlock the value of advice. It is therefore a sensitive subject, but one advisors will naturally have to deal with regularly, and utilizing soft skills to manage the conversation carefully will be of utmost importance.
Thanks, JB, for a very enlightening podcast. We do hope that you enjoyed it. Please do keep up to date with all our new releases via Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you get your podcasts from. You can also keep up to date with all our new content published on the Money Marketing website, as well as our print edition, Money Marketing Magazine. So make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. See you next time.